This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. The Seattle Sounders take on the Vancouver Whitecaps tonight, and if they win or draw, they'll clinch the Cascadia Cup, which leads me at least to wonder what the Cascadia Cup is and what does it have to do with the very rabid fan base for the Seattle Sounders. We decided to ask Steve Clare to explain. He's president of North America Soccer Reporters and writes at postamerica.com. Hi, Steve.
Hello, Marcy. Always good to talk to you.
You too. Well, so what is this Cascadia Cup? As I understand it, it is a fan-based thing.
That's exactly correct. It's a fan-based thing, and it predates the Cascadia side's entry to Major League Soccer. In the early 2000s, middle 2000s, when these clubs were all playing in what was called United Soccer League, or the USL, the fans got together and decided they would award a trophy to whoever won the most points in the league games purely contested between the Portland Timbers, Seattle Sounders, Vancouver Whitecaps. So that trophy was awarded by one set of supporters to the other when that tournament was concluded. And the fans in all three cities guard it very, very seriously as something that is fan-controlled and amongst themselves. The recent tradition has been that the team who's giving it up, because they're seen as being unable to hand it over to opposing fans, will hand it to the skipper, an actual player of the winning team, who will then hand it over to fans. It's a wonderfully warm ceremony, and it could be decided tonight.
I understand that there's been some controversy or maybe some shenanigans involved with this Cascadia Cup in the past.
Well, yes, there have been. There's two. I love the word shenanigans. I think you should use it on every show. and I have the article. There have been both fan-held shenanigans and there have been corporate shenanigans. Let me start with the former. Needless to say, because one of the sides is the Vancouver Whitecaps, sometimes this trophy has to go over the border.
Ah.
You can only imagine how much explanation was needed in the old days before the soccer boom to the somewhat humorless border guards, especially coming south, about taking a large silver trophy in the trunk of a car across the border. And you can only imagine, and I remember on one occasion, I was actually sharing a car with some Portland Timbers fans who were good enough to stop in Seattle and pick me up to take the trophy to Vancouver. And the Canadian border guard asked us, are you bringing anything which you intend to leave in Canada? Now, of course, these Portland fans really wanted more than anything to be bringing it back and not hand it over to the Whitecaps. But they all looked at each other and decided this would not be the time for soccer humor.
No, I don't think border guards take well to any kind of humor, do they?
No, but I can remember an even more, I thought, hilarious occasion in which there was an even more, I would say in Scotland, glacket look. It was way back in, I believe, 2008, but I'm sure if I got the year wrong, someone will remind me. And the Vancouver Whitecaps came to Starfire and beat Seattle 3-2. Now, I was in the small press box there at Starfire, along with a bunch of Sounders FC staff and other journalists. Upon the final whistle going, a good friend of mine and a great Vancouver fan, Andrew Chibanyuk, he just runs into the press box, he picks up the Cascadia Cup, and he leaves with it.
Wow.
The then Sounders general manager, and now a quite an important businessman at New Sounders, was Bart Wiley. Bart just looked at us and looked at each other, goes, as if, can he do that? And I was the first to speak. He said, yes, of course he can do that. It's now his trophy. And I just remember the sheer cheeky grin on Andrew's face when he just nipped in, saw the thing just standing there, lifted it and left. It was a moment of great humor, unless, of course, you work for the Sounders.
I guess so. We're talking with soccer writer Steve Clare. And Steve, let's take a step back, because all this activity, as you mentioned, sort of predates the rise of popularity in North American soccer. And it's sort of even hard to imagine there was another team before the Sounders playing at CenturyLink Field. What was it, do you think, that proved the trick to make this the league that the fans have embraced?
That's a very good question. And, of course, a team called the Sounders was playing at that stadium in the USL days, and they latterly moved to Starfire because of low crowds.
Right.
So that's before somebody writes in and says football did not begin with Major League Soccer. However, to actually answer the question you asked, the reason why this soccer boom has been greater than, say, the old NASL, which failed in the 70s, first of all, parity. What went wrong with the old NASL, the soccer boom back in the 70s and 80s, was that teams like the New York Cosmos were loaded with stars, and other teams began, fans in other places began to lose interest. thing, too, which I think is underrated, is the internet. American mainstream sports media, and of course your glorious exceptions to that, tends to still focus on the American sport. Soccer has had trouble getting a hold of headlines. So what fans decided to do was take to the one medium they can control and use the internet to talk soccer, to chat with each other. So the internet became the driving force behind soccer in North America, and the mainstream media is still by and large trying to catch up. And the other thing, of course, is the Pacific Northwest has always been a hotbed of soccer. Washington State has more youth players per head. In Portland, when the Timbers went to the MLS, it was a baseball team that was forced to leave the stadium. It's always been part of the character of our Northwestern area. So a couple of these three things, and a couple of them more ease of travel and more ease of communication, and this time it seems that it's destined to be there forever.
Now, just briefly, the Sounders were humiliated on Sunday, and I'm wondering what you predict will happen this evening.
Humiliated is the right word. It was Saturday night, actually. Oh. And what will happen is, first of all, it does have to be said, Colorado Rapids are a very, very good side. They are underrated. And they have the advantages of altitude. I actually saw this result coming, not the 5-1, but I wasn't surprised. And it was the hardest fixture left on the Sounders calendar. So I don't think fans should be too down about that. And I actually wrote an article urging them to cheer up. Tonight, it's the Vancouver Whitecaps that come in demoralized. They've had two lousy results, two home games against Real Salt Lake and Portland. They took 1 point from six. Even more embarrassing was Salt Lake sent a reserve team to the game because they had an Open Cup final 3 days after. And Salt Lake's reserve team came and outplayed Vancouver on their own pitch.
Oh,
the 2-2 draw with Vancouver was not quite a must-win, but close after Vancouver. So the axe is now really hovering over them, and if they don't get at least a point, but probably a win tonight, they could be out of the postseason.
It's always, they call it Monday morning quarterbacking in football. I don't know what people call it in the world of soccer. Tomorrow everybody will be analyzing and slicing and dicing the results, but for now we just leave it as a wonderful, delectable mystery. Steve Clare is president of North American Soccer Reporters. Website is prostamerica.com. The Sounders take on the Vancouver Whitecaps tonight at CenturyLink Field. Thanks so much for talking to me.
We call it Monday morning center backing, if ever you're looking for a phrase. And it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks.